Harper Audio presents The House of Frozen Dreams by Saray Prince Halvorsen, read by Tara Ward. Part 1. Breakup, 2005. Chapter 1. This, her nightly ritual. She took the knife from the shelf to carve a single line in the log-planked stairwell that led from the kitchen to the root cellar. She'd carved them in groups of 4 1-inch vertical lines bisected with a horizontal line. So many of them now, covering most of the wall. They might be seen as clusters of crosses, but to her they were not reminders of death and sacrifice, but evidence of her own existence. There were other left-behind carvings, too, in the door jamb on the landing at the top of the stairs. These notches marked the heights of growing children, 2 in the 40s and 50s, 2 in the 70s and 80s, one of whom had grown quite tall. She saw the mother standing on a footstool trying to reach the top of her son's head to first mark the wood with pencil while he stood on tiptoes trying to appear even taller. She almost heard their teasing, their laughing. Almost. 6 stairs down, she dug the tip of the knife into the wall. The nightly ritual was important. While she no longer lived according to endless rules and regulations, with all those objects and gestures and chants, she did not want her days flowing like water with no end or beginning, shapeless, unmarked. So she read every night, book after book. First in the order that they lined the shelves, turning them upside down when she finished reading, and then right side up for the second read, and so forth, now returning to her favorites again and again. And during the day she did chores, foraging, launching and checking fishing nets, setting and checking traps, gardening, tending house, feeding chickens and goats, canning and brining and smoking, all in a certain order, varying only according to the needs of the season. Her days always began with a cold nose nudge from the dog, and not one but 2 enthusiastic licks of her hand, as if to say not just good morning, but good morning, good morning. Then there were the mornings when she ignored the dog and unlatched the kitchen door so he could let himself out, while she returned to bed to stay. Dark mornings that led to dark days and weeks. During those times, only under piles of blankets did she feel substantial enough not to drift away. They kept her weighted down in a part of the world. But eventually her dog's persistence and her own strong will would win over, and she'd drag herself up from the thick bog and go back to her chores and her books. Carving the missing days into the wall so they did not escape entirely. It was surprising what a human being could become accustomed to. A lone human being, miles and years from any other human being. She balanced 2 more logs and a chunk of coal in the wood stove, and with the dog following her, crossed the room in the left-behind slippers, which had, over time, taken on the shape of her own feet. She'd been careful to keep things as she'd found them, but those slippers were another way she'd made her mark, left her footprint, insignificant as it might be. Now she sat in the worn, checkered chair and picked up one of the yellowed magazines from 1985. Across the cover, Cosmetic Surgery, The Quest for New Faces and Bodies at a Price.
A new face. This would help,
she once again reminded Leo, who thumped his tail. Unlike the people in the article, she said this not because she was wrinkled, she wasn't, or thought herself homely, she didn't.
It would give us much freedom, yes? A different life.
She opened the big photography book of The City by the Bay, and took in her favorite image of the red bridge they called Golden, and the city beyond, as white as the mountains across this bay.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?